starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, as he does every Monday at this time, unless we pause a week, and I guess we learned our lesson, we'll never ever pause a week again because so much has happened since then. Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you with us. You had some words earlier this week for, earlier last week for would-be drug dealers in Santa Rosa County.
So this puts all the dopers in Santa Rosa County on notice. If you're going to sell dope in Santa Rosa County, we're going to arrest you and we're going to try to take as much stuff from you as we can.
A house or a trailer to which you guys had been called more than 70 times demolished, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a real blight on District 1, which is Galpreys. We've been there so many times for everything from search warrants to arrest warrants to just overdoses. It was just a real den of iniquity, I guess you could say. But it's not there anymore, and the county owns the property, so they're going to donate that to a nonprofit like Habitat for Humanity or somebody that can build a house there and give it to someone in need.
And I know some people, I just know how people think. They're like, well, why didn't you turn that house into housing for somebody? But it was my understanding that not only the history, but that the interior conditions were definitely not something where you want people living there. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The floor was rotten. There was no running water or anything like that. So it was infested with roaches and rats, and it was just something that could not be saved.
Well, you know, I appreciate you guys doing that, and obviously I know the neighbors will probably appreciate that as well, taking action to seize drug, you know, seize or destroy, you know, whatever the case may be to discourage them. I appreciate that. Kind of an unusual case, the first time in your tenure as sheriff over the last 7 years that a gun was recovered from a school at Avalon Middle. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It doesn't happen very often over here. I think Wendell Hall, he was sheriff for 16 years before me. I think a couple were discovered during his tenure, but this is the first one for me. And I tell you what, it's pretty disturbing. So two kids ended up getting arrested, and the investigation's ongoing. But yeah, crazy. 22 revolver. One kid brought it to school, put it in another kid's backpack. And, there was no info that they were going to shoot anybody, but I think it was more of a showing off kind of thing. But I tell everybody, if you have children and you have guns, you've got to keep them out of reach of children. That's the law.
Well, the good news, such as you said, is that there doesn't seem to have been any intent for them to do harm with it. But, you know, still accidents happen and, you know, revolvers, a revolver and a backpack get jostled the wrong way and something really awful could happen. Was the gun was loaded? Do we know?
Yeah, the gun was loaded. And that's another thing. I mean, how many people a year, adults per year, shoot themselves by accident?
Yeah.
A lot. And so now you give it to a 13-year-old. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster.
And you know, again, I know the investigation's ongoing, but I'm guessing that this was, you know, we thought this was fun or cool or we could show off and pass it around and something
exactly.
Along those lines.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. Look at me. Mm. So kind of thing. So, but yeah, now he's got to find someplace else to go to school.
Wow. And these and they were teenagers, I mean, middle school. So like what, 14, 15,
yeah.
But being charged as an adult. Is that right?
I think they were 13, and I don't know about charging as adults, but I can tell you it's a felony even
okay.
As a juvenile. So,
got
so
it.
And I don't know that either of them had a prior record, so I don't know what the court system will do. All we do is, you know, just give them the facts, and they decide what they're going to do with them.
Yeah, I misspoke. No, I didn't mean charges and all. I meant that it was a felony. Thank you for correcting me about
yeah.
that. Also had, and this is a really sad story, but we had a death investigation after a domestic stabbing in East Milton, right?
Yeah, that was sad. We had a daughter who killed her father, and it was, I tell you what, this year is really strange for Santa Rosa County. We normally have about 4 homicides a year, and I think that was like number 9 or 10.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's just, and there's no rhyme or reason. You know, almost all of them were domestic violence related. So they're hard to prevent. I mean, you can't really prevent those as law enforcement, even though we try as best we can.
Is it your perception that, I know you can have fluke years, and when the numbers are small to begin with, you know, anything is a big difference, right?
Sure.
So I understand how statistics and average work are there, but is it your impression that as a general situation that like the trouble environment is worse than it was before, and therefore this is kind of the byproduct of that? Or is it just, no, things are kind of what they always are, except for this weird statistical blip?
Yeah, I think it's just an anomaly. So my last year in major crimes, I want to say it was 1999 or 98, we had 4 homicides in a week, which back then we were averaging 2 a year.
Wow.
And and then we had 4 in 1 week. So it's just, you know, you can't predict them. You really can't prevent them. It's not like, you know, shoplifting where you can, you know, be out there and be a presence where people, you know, won't shoplift. This occurs, 99% of the stuff we get is indoors, and it's spur of the moment or heat of the moment, some crime of passion or domestic violence. So it's kind of, it is what it is.
You can't really send out the, you know, the domestic violence, you know, strike team to go to the places where people are unhappy and might get angry. I mean, it just, you know, it's no, there's no way to do that effectively. What are you looking at in this budget? Are you hiring more deputies? Are you budgeting for pay increases, jail staffing? I know you and I've talked about this many times over the years, but are you at full staffing? Kind of tell me the situation with regards to the budget.
Yeah, our budget looks good this year. And of course, we have the local option sales tax that takes care of our purchases of vehicles and things. And staffing right now, we're doing pretty good. We're doing better than we were. We still have, I want to say, about 8 openings for correction officers. And then on the road, we're just putting people through training now, and we should be, hopefully, knock wood, fully staffed on our old numbers. But we're hoping to add some positions, hopefully 4 or 5 this year. And we really need to get over the next few years. There's several things we've got to do. Number one, get obviously more deputies, but we also need a new admin complex. Our admin complex we're in now was built back in the 90s when, you know, total employees, I think we had about 230, and now we're probably a little over 500. So I've got deputies working out of closets pretty much in that admin building. So a lot of things to do, but hopefully if I get my third term, and I'm currently unopposed, I can get it all done and then retire and relax.
I know you look forward to that. Very good. Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson, he's a sheriff for Santa Rosa County. Sir, as always, thanks for the time, and thanks for doing what you do to keep things orderly and safe, and for helping just, you know, keep your deputies out on the road and doing what they need to do. I appreciate it, sir.
Yep. Thank you all, too, and we'll talk to you next week.